Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on tonight. This is Prolific Fire, and I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. I hope everybody feels loved on tonight because you really are loved. I appreciate you taking the time to join me to hear what thus says the Lord. I pray that you will be blessed by this word on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you grace me on tonight, Lord God. Give me your grace, God, on tonight. I pray that your spirit will be the only spirit that dominates tonight, Lord God, over the airwaves tonight. That your spirit dominates and no other spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, set me down and you stand up mightily in me, God. You stand up boldly in me tonight, Lord God, to say what you would have your people to hear. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you for everybody that's joining me on tonight. Everybody under the sound of my voice, God, I ask that you bless them and bless the mighty for their faithfulness on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. The message is entitled Single Mother. That's right. This message tonight is for all the single mothers. This is for you. Single mother, God hears your seed. Single mother, God hears your seed. And we have several foundational texts on tonight. The first being Genesis 16, verses 1 through 4. Also Genesis 18. Verses 1 through 2, and I will be skipping down to read verses 9 through 14. Also, Genesis 21, verses 1 through 20, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation on tonight. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had not been able to bear children for him, but she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, "The Lord has prevented me from having children. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her." And Abram agreed with Sarai's proposal. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant, and gave her to Abram as a wife. This happened 10 years after Abram had settled in the land of Canaan. So Abram had sexual relations with Hagar, and she became pregnant. But when Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to treat her mistress, Sarai, with contempt. Switching over to Genesis 18. And we'll start the reading at verse 1 and 2 of chapter 18. The Lord appeared again to Let's make sure I'm reading the right text. Yes, right. The Lord appeared again to Abraham near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. One day Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up and noticed three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran to meet them and welcomed them, bowing low to the ground. Skipping down to verse 9. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" the visitors asked. "She's inside the tent," Abraham replied. Then one of them said, "I will return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent. Abraham and Sarah were both very old by this time, and Sarah was long past the age of having children. So she laughed silently to herself and said, "How could a worn-out woman like me enjoy such pleasure, especially when my master, my husband, is also so old?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can a woman like me have a baby?' Is anything too hard for the Lord?" That's my question on tonight to you all. Is anything too hard for the Lord? "I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Skipping over to Genesis 21. And I will be reading verses 1 through 20. Okay, there we go. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. Keep this verse in mind. This is Genesis 21, verse 1 from the New Living Translation. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened at just time God had said it would. When did it happen? This happened at just the time that God said it would. So whatever God has said to you in whatever time frame that he has said it is going to happen. And Abraham named their son Isaac. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse a baby? Yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age. When Isaac grew up and was about to be weaned, Abraham prepared a huge feast to celebrate the occasion. But Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian servant Hagar making fun of her son Isaac. So she turned to Abraham and demanded, get rid of that slave woman and her son. He is not going to share the inheritance with my son, Isaac. I won't have it. This upset Abraham very much because Ishmael was his son. But God told Abraham, do not be upset over the boy and your servant. Do whatever Sarah tells you, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. But I will also make a nation of the descendants of Hagar's sons, of Hagar's son, because he is your son too. So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food and a container of water, and scrapped them on Hagar's shoulders. Then he sent her away with their son, and she wandered aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water was gone, she put the boy in the shade of a bush. Then she went and sat down by herself about 100 yards away. I don't want to watch the boy die, she said, as she burst into tears. But God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. Hagar, what's wrong? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants. Then God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well full of water. She quickly filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy as he grew up in the wilderness, and he became a skillful archer. Once again, tonight's message is entitled, Single Mother, God Hears Your Seed. In the text, Hagar became a mother by no choice of her own. Used to fulfill both the needs of Sarah and Abram, she becomes a mother. She becomes a mother pregnant with Abram's child. Later in the text, a hostile relationship erupts between Hagar and Sarai. And when Sarah finally becomes pregnant herself with Abraham's child, Hagar and her son Ishmael are asked to leave. Abraham, stuck between a rock and a hard place, between his wife and his concubine, his secondary wife, pays off Hagar by giving her what could be considered the worst attempt at child support ever. Genesis 21, verse 14 from the New Living Translation. So Abraham rose early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water, and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulders, and sent her and her youth away. As she leaves, forced out with more on her shoulders than just bread and a bottle of water, Hagar now had on her shoulders the responsibility of being a single mother. Hagar was now the single mother of a teenage son. Not only can many of you listen relate to Hagar, but there are millions of women all over the world that can say, Hagar is me. Allow me to tell your story on tonight. You have a child, perhaps children, by someone who was your greatest mistake. But at the same time, that same someone helped produce your greatest treasure. You have a child, children, by someone who was your greatest mistake. But at the same time, that same someone helped produce your greatest treasure. If truth be told, it was never about love. It was about sex. You failed to wait on God, and you found yourself being served but not valued. You failed to wait on God, and you found yourself being served but not valued. Your baby's daddy, or perhaps daddy's, offers very little support, if any at all, and you're ticked because you know they can do better. The mother, you're ticked because you know your child, your children, deserve more than that. As you watch your child, your children grow, you realize soon an explanation will be required of you. But how do you explain to your child, to your children, Daddy has chosen another life, and that life does not include you? It's hard when there's another child other than your own, and that other child appears to be the favorite child. Isaac was the child God promised Abram, but did that give Abraham a right to disregard Ishmael? Things may not seem too promising right now, but there's no way to let go of what you do have. Things may not seem too promising right now, but there's no reason to let go of what you do have. Second best has never felt good to you, but to know this cycle of behavior is now trying to attack your child's mindset, things must change. More than anything, you want your child, your children to know they are not second best. They are not second best. Despite all the mistakes you've made, you love your child. You love your children. Single mother, God sees you doing your best to provide, to cover your child, your children. God sees you doing your best to cover your child, your children. Exhausted from the journey, can you imagine what the conversation must have been like between mother and son, between Hagar and her teenage son, Ishmael? How do you explain to a teenage boy who is obviously old enough to understand, we had to leave, and none of this is your fault? I'm quite sure somebody on the line or on the phone can relate to this message, and you've had to try to sit your child down and explain to them why daddy is nowhere around. How do you, in good conscience, promote love and not hate? How do you encourage your child, your children, to love their father regardless? How, as a single mother, do you ease the guilt that's in your heart? Exhausted, sitting under a tree crying, can you imagine Hagar's dilemma? Young Ishmael offering up tears as well. And the Bible says, God heard the boy. He heard the boy's cry. In Genesis 21, verse 17, but God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. I feel like God is saying that tonight, Hagar was wrong. He's saying that to you tonight. Hagar was wrong. Ishmael was Hagar's seed, the fruit of her womb. His name actually means God hears. In Genesis 16:11 from the Amplified, call his name Ishmael, God hears, because the Lord has heard and paid attention to your affliction. Single mother, God hears your seed. Single mother, everything is not wrong. Somebody is saying in their heart, prophet says that everything is wrong. But love, everything may not be right, but everything is not wrong either. Single mother, God hears your seed, and he will respond with a harvest that will meet your need. God wanted to specifically point out Sarah's so-called excuse for wanting Ishmael and her mother and his mother gone. In Genesis 21:9-10, but Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian servant Hagar making fun of her son Isaac. So she turned to Abraham and demanded, get rid of that slave woman and her son. He's not going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac. I won't have it. Get rid of Sarah. As my goddaughter would say, really? Children tease each other. That's what they do. There was no reason to ban him from the family. When you have somebody actively in your face, when you have somebody actively in your face reminding you of how you screwed up, you will use any excuse necessary to try and disarm the truth. And that was what was going on with Sarah. She had Ishmael in her face constantly because they had to see each other. And when somebody's constantly in your face, they will remind you of how you screwed up because this whole thing was her idea. Ishmael wouldn't have been alive without her plan. It was her plan to give Abraham to Hagar. Not a good plan, but her plan. Truth being, Ishmael reminded Sarah of her impatient, imperfect self. Ishmael reminded Sarah of her impatient, imperfect self. Impatient because she couldn't wait on God, like some of us. She couldn't wait on God. Imperfect because she made a lot of wrong decisions, trying to be God to herself. Don't try to be God to yourself, but let God be God. Wait on him. Don't try to be God to yourself, but let God be God. Wait on him. God will keep his promise to you in time. That's a word for somebody. God will keep his promise to you in time. Genesis 21:1 from the New Living Translation. Remember I said at the beginning, keep this verse in mind. The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. In Genesis 18, God promises Sarah a child, and by Genesis 21, he makes good on his promise. Beloved, you are just a few chapters away from the fulfillment of your promise. Beloved, you are just a few chapters away from the fulfillment of your promise. Somebody's spirit ought to be rejoicing on that word right there. That was all you needed right there just to know you're just a few chapters away from receiving. Imagine being booted out from where you biologically belong, all because of a joke, all because of something you didn't really mean. The father that should have made you feel secure, protected, has only made you feel unwanted, unloved, and not good enough. This is Ishmael's dilemma. In his mind, he struggles to understand why Isaac and not me. Why Isaac and not me? That's what somebody's child is saying on tonight. Mama, why did he pick that child and not me? Why them and not me? The spirit of rejection has set in. The spirit of rejection can live in the soul for a lifetime, if not dealt with. and can do great damage to the mind, to the self-esteem. Can anyone under the sound of my voice feel Ishmael's pain? Booted out with just water and bread, a single mother finds herself wandering aimlessly in the wilderness with a teenage son. Genesis 21:15-16. When the water was gone, she put the boy in the shade bush. Then she went and sat down by herself about 100 yards away. I don't want to watch the boy die, she said, and she burst into tears. Somebody on this phone is worried about your finances. Tired? You are tempted to sit down and quit. You feel alone. And if it wasn't for your child, and if it wasn't for those depending on you, you would just let go. Sarah and Ishmael are not the only ones hurting. Abraham was experiencing hurt too. Although he sent them away, Abraham was a man of God, a man with a conscience. In Genesis 21:10-13, so Sarah turned to Abraham and demanded, get rid of that slave woman and her son. He is not going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac. I won't have it. This upset Abraham very much because Ishmael was his son. But God, that's the key to that verse. But God told Abraham, do not be upset over the boy and your servant. Do whatever Sarah tells you. For Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. But I will. But he will. I don't care what it look like, but he will. But I will make a nation of the descendants of Hagar's son, because he is your son too. A word for somebody. You feel like someone is manipulating the situation between you and your ex, and the children are the ones who have ended up suffering because of it. But God, you feel like someone is manipulating the situation between you and the children are the ones who have ended up suffering because of it. But God, beloved, you need to know God still has a great future for your child, your children. What man will not do, God will do. What man will not do, God will do. As Hagar, a single mother, sat in the wilderness in tears, the water gone, fearing the death of her child. But God, Genesis 21:17-18, but God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven. Hagar, what's wrong? Beloved, what's wrong? Don't be afraid. God has heard your child crying. God has heard your seed. As he lies there, go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants. Someone needs to get off of this phone, off the internet tonight, and comfort your child. Tell them God is still going to make it happen. Father or no father, great will be your legacy. Tell them God is still going to do it for them. Tell them God is with you. He hears. He has paid attention to you. In Genesis 21:19, the Lord opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well full of water. She quickly filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. Single mother, tonight God is going to open your eyes, and you will see. Provision has already been made. Do you hear me? I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, by his anointing that's on my life, provision has already been made. You were never intended to die under the pressure. You were never intended to die under the pressure. Genesis 21, I don't care what it seems like or feels like, you were never intended to die under the pressure. Genesis 21:20. And God was with the boy as he grew up in the wilderness. He became a skillful archer. Single mother, your child may not be growing up in the ideal environment, but God is there in the midst. He will grow up. He will grow up. Somebody needs to know that. He will grow up and become. He's going to make something out of himself. She's going to make something out of herself. They will grow up and become. That's the end of the message for tonight. I pray that you are blessed. If there's anybody on the phone desiring prayer at this time, you can match one, and I will be glad to pray with you. If not, we're going to go to a song. I'm going to play Your Ladder Will Be Greater by Martha Minnese. Also, I played in the beginning How Great Thou Art by Carrie Underwood and Abba by David Helser. When we come back from this song, I will pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Your ladder will be greater than your past. And you will be blessed more than you could ask. Oh, listen, despite all that has been done, the stuff nobody knows about. The stuff you can't tell nobody about. All the hell you've been through. Nobody knows. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, not your brother. Only you and God know what you've been through. See, despite all that has been done, oh, I believe your best is yet to come. It's on the way. Thank you.
God said, keep believing and you will receive. The best is yet to come. Father God, grant every single mother under the sound of my voice grace, the ability to handle what otherwise would be impossible. Help every single mother battling the spirit of rejection and depression. Help them to not be bitter, but to take this current situation as an offering sacrifice up to you, and as you did for Abraham. Provide a ram in the bush, a ram in the bush that will relieve their financial pressures and emotional stress. Lord, throughout the rest of this year, help them pay every bill assigned to their name. Let every bill throughout the rest of this year serve as an eviction notice to the enemy. Devil, you got out of their life. The lack of money may cause them stress, but the favor of God always renders them blessed. Comfort their hearts. Comfort the heart of every fatherless child, whether they are 3 or 53. Be both mother and father. Intervene at the sound of their seed, the sound of their child crying. Be there, Lord. Step in and take over. Cause great things to go forth in spite of. Open doors of opportunity for their children. Provide for their now and their future. Bring forth their harvest, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, according to their faith, be it unto them. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as I do every week, I'm going to share some contact information just in case you need me. If you need prayer or private consultation, you can always email me. And yes, this email address will send your prayer request directly to me, and I will answer as soon as possible. The email is prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can call or text 65-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Check out the website, prolificfire.com. Yes, this ministry has a website. It's prolificfire.com. Like the new Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. There's so many ways you can stay connected to this ministry. Also, follow this ministry on iTunes or subscribe to the free podcast through an app called DoublePod. It's an app called DoublePod. You can download it on your phone, your tablet, or whatever device you have. And all the episodes will be right there. You can listen from your phone, which I think is cool. Thank you, Lord, for that. He's just doing mighty things, and I thank him so much. Seed stores. So by going to prolificfire.com, click the donate button. It's linked to PayPal for an easy, safe transaction. And as you sow at prolificfire.com, as you sow, I would like to call to your attention once again Genesis 21, verse 1 from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, kept his word. He kept his word. He didn't lie. He kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. And I want you to know tonight, your name is Sarah. Whether you are a male or a female, I declare your name is Sarah. God is going to do for you exactly what he promised. And for those of you who desire to sow, but you really, really, really don't have it, God knows. Your seed is your love, your time, and your prayers for this ministry. And once again, I really appreciate it. And I want you to stand on Genesis 21, verse 1, in the New Living Translation as well. God is going to do it for you. Your name is Sarah. I love you all. Until next Monday. Same place, same time. Join me, and I will be ministering a word entitled Damsel in Distress. You got to be here to hear that one, too. God bless. Good night.